welcome to the Sweet Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are going to sing "Thank You a Lot." Try singing it with us. Is there someone beside you? You can hug them as a thank you during the song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a way to show our love. Thank you, please, and thank you. We are thankful for God's love. Thank you, thank you. It's a way to show our love. Thank you, please, and thank you. We are thankful for God's love.
This next song is about being glad for the great things God has done. You can do your very own happy dance or spin around during this song. The Lord hath done.
Psalms 126, verse 3.
The Lord hath done great things for us. The Lord hath done great things for us. The Lord hath done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. The Lord hath done great things for us. The Lord hath done great things for us. The Lord hath done great things for us.
To review our Bible story from this week, I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the question. Can you do that? Question 1. In our story, 10 men had leprosy. When people had that sickness, were they allowed to be with healthy people?
No.
No, they couldn't even be with their families because they might give the sickness to their family. Question 2. What happened to the 10 sick men when they obeyed Jesus?
He healed them.
Yes, he healed each of them of their sickness. And question number 3. Only one man came back to tell Jesus thank you. What should we always say to Jesus and others when they help us?
Thank you.
Yes, we should say thank you. Our lesson today is leopards. Jeremiah 13:23.
Can the leopard change its spots?
In our Bible story this week, we learned about 10 sick men who had spots all over their bodies. These spots were sores. In God's nature book, there's an animal that has spots all over it too. Can you think of some animals that have spots on them?
Cheetah.
What else has spots?
Cows.
Cows?
Yeah. I've seen bugs with spots at school.
Yes, cheetahs, cows, bugs. There's other animals. Well, the animal we're going to talk about is a leopard. Are the spots on these animals caused from a sickness like leprosy?
No.
No, that's just how God made them, with spots. God is creative. Some animals have spots, some have stripes, some have solid colors. It's fun that animals and people and even plants look different. Can a leopard change its spots?
No.
No, it can't. The spots are places where Jesus made the animal's fur a different color. And some of its spots are shaped so much like a rose that they're called rosettes. A leopard can't change its spots, but can God change us? Yes, he can. What kind of things can he change? Things like bad attitudes, selfishness, bad listening, But if you ask God to create in you a clean heart, He will change you. And with God's help, how will we treat others?
Nicely.
Yes, with God's help, we can treat others nicely, because God can change us. A leopard is a kind of cat that's much bigger than any cat or any kitten that might live in your house. Leopards are very sneaky and strong. They love to climb trees and often hide in a tree when they're hunting or even sleeping. Do you like climbing trees too?
I think I like have two climbing trees.
You have two climbing trees. Hopefully you won't see a leopard in your trees. Leopards are nocturnal. That means they like to come out at nighttime. So even if a leopard lived near you, you probably would be sleeping when it was out. Leopard babies are called cubs. The leopard cub lives with their mommy for about 2 years. Then they're all grown up. But you're not all grown up when you're two, are you? Leopards are very fierce hunters. Jesus made the leopards for us to enjoy, and in heaven, you'll be able to pet one and be its friend. Won't that be wonderful?
Yeah, because God makes it be good.
Yes, because God makes them good in heaven.
It's memory verse time!
Our memory verse this week is Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Now let's sing it in a scripture song.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. Good to give thanks. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. Good to give thanks. Psalm 92, verse 1.
Thanks so much for spending time with Jesus with us today. I hope you'll spend time with Him every day, whether it's listening to the Seed Pod, or if it's reading your Bible with your mommy or daddy, or just talking to Him in prayer. Don't forget you can do a coloring picture if you go on to startingwithjesus.com, and it even has your memory verse on it, so you can practice it with your parents this week. Let's have prayer together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you made animals like the leopards. Thank you for the fun spots they have. Help it remind us that even though they can't change themselves, you can change us to be better people and to be loving Christians. Come in our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is When We All Get to Heaven. As you learn the words, try singing.
In our wondrous love of Jesus, in His mercy and His grace, in a mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we
the Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.